Again, about the numbers, because you often have to listen to something about numbers in the IELTS. It's also important to listen for the difference between 13 and 30, 14 and 40, 15 and 50, and so on. Okay. So the trick here is 13, teen is usually louder. Thir is quieter and shorter versus 30, where thir is longer, t is shorter. So get used to listening to these numbers so you can actually hear the difference, because you might hear that on the IELTS. Number 13. This is also very important. Your handwriting must be clear, all right? If they can't read what you write, you're not going to get the marks for your answer. Even if it's correct, if they can't read it, that's a problem. So if you have bad handwriting, this is something you should work on. Practice writing. Start off slow and then work on speed. Get better and better and better and faster at writing. All right, so write well. Number 14. This is my last tip of the day. Again, this is with spelling because it's so important on the IELTS for the listening section. One thing they often do is they'll have somebody spell something out. So maybe someone will be on the phone and they'll say their last name. My last name is Titoli, okay? And then they'll spell it. That's T-A-T-T-O-L-I. Now, one thing to be careful of is oftentimes they do this double lettering thing, where when they're on the phone, they'll say, it's T-A-T-T-O-L-I. This means there are two T's. So if you hear the word double, double T, double M, double N. My name has a double M. Be aware of that. It means you have to write down two of those. All right? So I know you are going to do well on this test. You can do it. It's all a matter of practice, practice, practice. All right? And just constantly practicing to improve. So you can do it. I know you can. And you need to know you can do it. It's very important to be confident yourself. So for a lot of extra language learning material, you can come visit our website at www.ingvid.com. Also, there's another great website, www.goodluckielts.com. On our website, I will have a quiz to test you on some of these tips to see if you remember them. So until next time, take care.